This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. One of the biggest business and policy stories of the decade in Mexico is developing, where the Senate there has approved the centerpiece of a new plan for the country's oil industry. The decision ends the 75-year-old long monopoly held by the state-owned company Pemex. Privatizing is on the way. Here with more on radical change for one of Mexico's most powerful institutions is Leon Krause, the anchor and longtime correspondent for Univision News. Leon, good morning.
David, hi, good morning. A pleasure talking to you. Yes, well, this has been quite historic. Pemex has basically been the government's cash cow for more than 7 decades. It pays the highest tax rate of any oil company in the world, close to 60%. It has an immense and famously corrupt union with fantastic pension packages that I envy, David. Add to that the decline in production and, well, you have the recipe for disaster. Amazingly, for a company with such potential, Pemex loses money, billions of dollars worth of money every year, so reform was really needed.
Indeed, I see that a third of the Mexican federal budget comes from revenue that came through Pemex. So it is quite a step to think about privatizing.
Well, absolutely. I mean, this set of reforms effectively break up Pemex's monopoly and opens the company up to private investment, the energy sector. This is unheard of, and at least the Mexican left and a good part of Mexican society was against it. There is no single issue that ignites political passions in Mexico like the sanctity of Pemex, so you can figure out how difficult it was to reform it. But it's happened now, and I think that all in all it's good news, although there's a couple of caveats.
Well, let's actually get to that. So reform, one would hope that would also bring some transparency, less corruption, but there's a lot of money that flows around Mexico's energy sector that might lend itself to corruption.
Yes, and the government promises transparency, but given Mexico's history with privatizations gone wrong, many Mexicans are worried that the state won't have the means or willingness even to control rampant corruption. Privatization that will benefit a few and won't improve the lives of ordinary Mexicans. All in all, I think it will be an important time to be a journalist in Mexico. We have to keep an eye out for the many things that can go wrong when billions, trillions of dollars are involved.
Leon Krause, Univision News anchor, and like all good anchormen, also a correspondent. Thank you very much, Leon.
Thank you so very much, as always.